A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Episode 126, no messing around. Let's get straight into the Euros as Adil Fakir eats an ice cream in front of my face.
Yep.
Why don't you share?
Because you ate your, like, 2 seconds. And it's awkward that you ate your ice cream and then you're asking for mine. Like, it's just the last bit left, the one that's been sucked from every... It's been in my mouth, the piece that's left, all of it has been in my mouth. It's not like...
I'm still waiting for the negatives. We're going on, not on holiday, we're going out to the football.
We're going to work.
We're going to work.
Work for you guys.
Yeah, but what... it's going to be awkward because I'm going to want your ice cream the whole time.
Yeah, we can get my ice cream in France. I'll drink beer.
Wow, a euphemism. This is 126. Euros...
126.
Euros have totally kicked off. Literally kicked off.
Yeah, literally kicked off.
Do you know what? I was in Finland on the weekend. The game... They're an hour ahead. So it was like 10 o'clock kickoff for the night games. A lot of the... That kind of really changes the way you look at football. Because I've got a theory, right?
Okay.
Because they're like an hour, it's like 10 o'clock at night. I think there'll be a lot of people more tired who don't focus on the game. That's why Finnish people are fucking idiots and they don't qualify for the world, for the Euros.
Wow.
Not idiots. Not a whole nation. Not a whole nation.
Did you say the Finnish people are idiots?
No, they're not. They're good people. Thank you for listening, Finland. Thank you for coming to the show if you're in Kuopio.
I'm pretty sure you said the Finnish people are idiots.
When it comes to football.
Do you think the basic level of, you know...
Knowledge is through tiredness.
So that means, that is why they're so bad in India. Because they're like 6 hours in front. So 6 o'clock game is in the middle of the night. They never watch it.
Makes sense.
Because last time I was in that region, I had to watch like a game at 1 o'clock at night. It started then. Same thing when you go to the States. You have to go up 7 o'clock in the morning to watch it.
Exactly. You're naming nations.
Australia, same thing.
No, but Australia's like 12, like, it's kind of like, but 9 o'clock in the morning, maybe they're getting up a bit tired.
What are you talking about? 3 o'clock kickoff in England is like 2 o'clock at night.
They have different time zones. You really don't look at other countries, do you? They have different time zones. The noise you can hear in background are people working, actually, doing a job. Whilst Marilyn Monroe here eats his ice cream. I'm just waiting for your skirt to blow up. What are you doing?
That's a nice ice cream.
Thank you, Mr. President.
So what do you, who have you been impressed with so far, except for the hooligans?
I'm not impressed by hooliganism.
No, but they were efficient, weren't they?
No, I'm being serious here. I think they're a disgrace.
I can't believe that is... How can it happen?
There was some clip of one of the Russian foreign ministers, like, going, to them, like, urging them on, kind of pretending to punch.
Yeah, but then afterwards it also said that it wasn't Russian supporters. It was Ukrainians that was dressed as Russians and tried to...
That's bullshit.
...take back the... No, it was a joke. Of course it's bullshit.
There was a big thing of England and Russia maybe...
Disqualifying.
Yeah.
Wow.
And then what will happen is all the teams will finally get kicked out and we'll be back to a 16-team tournament.
I found it amazing because they said in the report it wasn't England fans' fault. But then in the UEFA report, they said that when they said they could be kicked off. Kicked off.
Kicked off's not the right word.
Okay.
Yeah.
Kicked out of the tournament and then England was included.
Yeah. Well, what it is it's always English fans getting blamed. And then they're like, we were just, you know, I've seen so many reports of people going, we were just sitting there, we're having a drink. And there's all this thing that Stan Collymore put something up where he said he saw youths, French youths, running through, smashing a pub up, and then the police following them in. So it's almost like, go in, make some trouble, and we'll sort it out. Tear gas.
Yeah. So you're saying that the English fans didn't do this?
That's what you see. And then you see an English fan punching a Marseille local, old guy, who puts up his hand and says...
Yeah, he punched him.
Punched him and knocked him to the ground.
Yeah, and it was out on YouTube and everything.
Yeah, and people are throwing, you know... I mean, the plastic chairs, they must sell shitloads in Marseille.
I thought a picture yesterday as well with Germany fans clashed with Ukrainian fans. Mm-hmm. And some Germany fans took a picture, and there was this guy looking towards the fight. And up in the picture, you can see a chair in midair. Yeah, so it's basically, there's a chair being thrown at that time. So it's just a weird picture where you can see, wait a minute, that's not the sun. There's a fucking chair up there. I mean, they're throwing chairs
everywhere. I literally think you should... just get them and put them on an island, let them fight while the tournament. They've got no interest. I mean, these guys are thugs. They bought tickets. They were in the England end.
Yeah.
And then they put ballot. I mean, kids, women, you know, men who don't want to be, you know, they're there to watch the football.
Oh, it's absolutely disgraceful. I mean, I'm thinking about, can you imagine the ones there with the family? You're there with your two. Can you imagine you being there with your two kids in the England, watching the England game, and then 100 hooligans. Crazy drunken Russian guys jump over and try to hit
sending
you.
Flares, they're truncheon. I mean, how the hell they got the flares in there?
That's unbelievable as well. How can that happen?
Yeah, and that we're going there, we're going to Nice.
Yeah, but it's
going to
be calmer where we are.
Okay,
I'm pretty sure. And I think traditionally as well, Irish, Swedish, Belgium, Italian fans hasn't had that much trouble last couple of tournaments, I believe, at least when it comes to violence, at least. And it's a bit bad luck that it's like England and Russia in the same group, of course,
in Marseille in on a Saturday night.
It's just, the whole, I mean, everything is just, I mean, you can't
Don King should have promoted that.
Yeah, but you can't say this either. Like, okay, England and got drawn with Russia, will change the venues and the cities and the time specifically for them, because it's supposed to be a draw. Nobody's supposed to be able to.
I think you can alter. I think you could say.
Yeah, but it kept a lot of complications with that. I mean, if you do that, that means that special countries will have special treatments, both in the draw. I mean, I'm just saying.
Yeah, but what
politically,
about...
Like a couple of years ago, when you have former Yugoslavia countries playing against each other, what can you say? I mean, it's peace times, right? But you know it's going to be some trouble. But what can you then really say they can't be pushed in the same group? Then you'll have trouble. Then it's not a European championship.
It'd be interesting to see what happens with England and Wales if they'll be fighting there.
But do you think that sounds so weird for them to fight? But yeah, I know you've had troubles before, but it just. I mean, I find. How do you see. As being Englishman, right? But when you live in your country, when you live there, all the rules are Great Britain. Then you live in Great Britain. Then all of a sudden, football comes and everybody is so patriotic. Like Hodgson went out today and was really upset that, not upset, but he criticized Bale for saying that they should have more passion and patriotism, the Englishmen. And it just comes up, and it comes up over the games, and then they're back to normal again. I mean, I don't feel that I meet a Welsh person in London. And he goes around saying he's not English, he's Welsh. I mean, it doesn't make a big deal out of it.
No, but I think it becomes tribal, doesn't it? It becomes very... when sport gets involved, you know, football...
Do you think it's fair that they have four countries playing for Great Britain, despite them...
Oh, yeah, you couldn't... That's ridiculous. That's like saying... Do you know what, Pakistan and India, let's have a team together. You can't
do
that. No,
but that's two different countries. These aren't really countries.
Are you winding me up? Are we looking for fights here?
No, I would say Wales is part of Great Britain, right?
Wales is, yeah.
So they rule together with the part of England.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then when it comes to football, they have two teams. We don't have a school and a team playing in the World Cup, do we?
Well, this is stupid.
Why?
Have you been smoking? Are you on the crack again, are you?
But listen,
you need England, Scotland, Wales, Northern Ireland. They have to have four.
But United States do as one country. They don't have California representing them.
That's a state.
Yeah, and what's this then?
It's like Yorkshire. You don't have a Yorkshire team.
That'd be fun, though.
Yeah.
Who'll be on that?
Or North London. Imagine that if Arsenal and Tottenham had to join together.
Probably be better than this lot.
But basically, England are Tottenham. In disguise.
Isn't that weird? Five team and I read that tweet on I read the tweet said, like, is England playing like Tottenham or is Tottenham playing like England? Mm-hmm. Because it looked very similar. He pushed up the intensity a bit.
I was impressed by England.
I thought England had a good game, to be honest.
Just all happened in slow motion in the 92nd minute, you know?
Yeah, that was weird. When you look at that highly, you're thinking, was it a mistake? I mean, because it's just the loop of the ball was just not... You couldn't just grab it. But it was a bit unfair. I think England should have put the game to bed. They had the first half completely controlled, didn't score, and the second half... Just weird decisions, though. Kane is taking corners. Eric Dier is shooting free kicks into the goal, so...
Yeah, and I thought the substitution was the wrong option.
Yeah, I think you got that wrong. You know? I think you got that wrong.
And I thought Sterling starting was quite strange, although he was involved in a lot. England should have been like 4 or 5 nil up.
No, but that's the problem. Sterling was involved a lot, but he messes a lot of chances up, so what's the point of them having him there?
But then who else would you play? Vardy?
I would have picked out Sterling and have Vardy from the start. I think if you're going to play that way, you need a bit more efficiency on that role. You can't just have somebody half-crazed chances as Sterling does. You need somebody more efficient. And I think if Vardy came, at least the goal-scoring opportunity would be stronger. Or Sturridge, if you want to play, if he's fit.
Yeah.
You can play him up. Or you can even go for... I mean, if you want to go for Milner, that's a completely different option. Or you go with a midfielder, put up Ali, that'll work. Or put a midfielder, put up Rooney. I mean, you can do that as well.
Played well, Rooney.
He played well.
Eric Dier, man of the match. I thought Rose was my man of the match.
Yeah, a lot of people
I thought
said
he was outstanding.
Walker got a lot of good movies as well. But in that formation, they are suited for that. That's the way they play in Tottenham. They've been doing it for 2 seasons, the two players. So for them, it's a game plan that suits them, and they are that kind of fullbacks. And England has that kind of fullbacks now because the two other ones, the backups for them at the moment, are both the same players. I mean, Klein and Bertrand can do the same thing.
Yeah, yeah.
So I think the 4-3-3 kind of works in that sense. But
what team has impressed Adil Fakih? You're the hardest man to impress. I remember wearing that kind of tight top once, and you weren't impressed at all.
Well, parts of me were impressed.
Yep. Joachim Löw impressed?
That was amazing. Ball sniffing.
Bum sniffing. And he's picked his nose before and eaten it. Wow. Hey,
it's just, what's going on?
German efficiency.
He has some. There's something wrong with him, right? I mean.
I've got mates that kind of scratch themselves and then sniff their
fingers.
Listen,
I can understand all of that. I've never said I've never done it before. That would be a lie. Of course I've done it before.
Everybody, ooh, have you?
Everybody has.
I've never done that.
You have definitely
done it. No, I don't.
Done that sometime. It's 100%.
Why would I touch the temple?
Do you want to touch mine? But the thing is that... awkward silence. It's like, do you want to touch mine? Nothing. Just a shocking reaction with an open mouth. It's like, now I said touch. So yeah. So,
good time for people to walk in
as
well.
Yeah, yeah. But I think the thing is, if he has that, he has to do it. You know the cameras are on you. You know the cameras are on
Maybe
you.
Maybe that's what Hitler was doing. Maybe he was like, but he scratching set up himself and then just throwing it away. It's like, ugh.
Are you doing a Michael Jackson now?
No, I was doing a salute, actually.
But maybe Michael Jackson was doing a he put a hand in the bowl and then just hand up and the pen. The smell was so potent that even that the hand
that's why he wore a glove.
Yeah, it was so potent. Even he had to put the hand 1 meter away from his face and a glove on, and it still smelled. And that's why he's like, woohoo! He's like,
every now and again, when he held the hat and pulled it down, he was actually sniffing his fingers.
It was sniffing his fingers from having them
his
constantly.
Fingles?
Because he had a constant on his dick. He had constantly, when he was dancing and singing, he constantly had a hand on the penis.
And
constantly.
The original meaning of beat it.
Yes.
What, so who?
Who's
so
impressed? I think I was impressed by.
Shut your mouth.
I think first of all, impressed is that somebody you didn't expect to play well played well. I think Wales did better than I thought.
Croatia's impressed me.
Croatia is a great team.
Look at that team. Great, good team.
It's a very good team, to be honestly. That's a very good. The midfield is amazing.
Yeah, yeah.
It's amazing. And the defense ain't that bad.
Yeah.
I mean, Vrasco is now linked with Atletico Madrid. He's been a very good player for a long time. And he's one of those players that's been good since Football Manager early on, you know, because he was such a talent early on. And he's on his way now there.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am, but Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
As well, yeah. Another great player. Dario Sarna had to go back home now, the captain, because of his father's funeral.
Mm-hmm.
So he's out for a... let's see when he comes back. It'll probably be the next game. But they've been good. I think they're one of the outsiders anyway. If you look at the odds as well for the teams, Croatia's quite high up. So it's not a big surprise that they played well.
Poland?
Poland played well.
Yeah.
But same thing there. They played against Northern Ireland. Northern Ireland didn't really have anything going forward anyway, so...
Final third was the problem for them.
Yeah. It's amazing they qualified, but they're going to lack it there. I mean, Kyle Lafferty is the star striker, and come on, honestly.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, he wouldn't walk into any other team in the Euros at all. But then actually, I was impressed because of the magnitude of the game. Romania had a good game against France.
Yeah, they did
play well. And both those Stanciu and Stanco were amazing to attacking players in
Stanciu.
Yeah, Stanciu, yeah, exactly. Yeah. So I was a bit impressed with them for that reason. Germany.
How about France?
I think France did the job decent. I think the way they won it, with Payet scoring that amazing goal.
Joyful, kind of.
Oh, he started crying when he was subbed.
Yeah, but even watching it as a football fan,
moments like that.
89th minute, opening day.
I was watching the game, and you know, opening day, it's kind of nice for the home side. It's good to go to a tournament when the home side is playing well, because the whole nation is uplifted by it.
Yeah,
I can imagine, you know, after Brazil, they lost 7-1 to Germany. I mean, the final couple of days of that tournament must have been completely awful, even for the other travelling fans. I remember Portugal was brilliant because Portugal went to the final. So that tournament was brilliant. They beat Spain. The whole nation was celebrating. Everybody was celebrating Portugal won, because that's the host nation. You kind of get drawn into it.
Yeah.
I think it's France as well. If the tournament is going to be...
Sweden 92, that was kind of... They beat England.
Yeah. I think it was a good tournament for everybody because the Swedish people were so into the tournament. Even the regular people that don't watch it, they were into it. And everybody kind of feels the joy and the singing. And
so like that with cricket, when they have the Cricket World Cup or the Rugby World Cup.
Yeah.
Especially the rugby, because New Zealand are like the hot... Maybe the pressure gets too much there. You know, maybe that was like Brazil. You know.
By the way, we're talking about New Zealand. You guys won.
Thrashed Papua New Guinea.
But you didn't thrash them.
No, we beat them on penalties.
You beat them on penalties, yeah, exactly. They got 25 professional players playing there of a population of 250. So every 10th person in Papua New Guinea is in the national team, and it took you to penalties. And now you're going to play Confederation Cup.
And they're really happy with the result, and I'm like, it's Papua New Guinea.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you know what I mean? It's like Sweden beating Gotland.
Yeah.
Or your theory that Yorkshire should have a team. You know?
I mean, New Zealand's not a huge country, but Papua New Guinea, come on.
Oh, it's a ridiculous result. Yeah.
But last time we didn't even win it. Tahiti. Tahiti, yeah.
But then we go to Confederations Cup.
Yeah, you're going to get thrashed there by 15 there.
Yeah. But we get a bit of money. Hopefully teams like... we've knocked out the big, like, Solomon Islands, Vanuatu, Fiji, they're all gone.
Can you imagine what Australia used to be in that tournament as well? How ridiculous is that?
Well, it used to be. It honestly used to be Australia and New Zealand will meet you in the final. You know?
Yeah.
But I can't believe New Zealand got so close to...
They didn't even win it last time, mate.
Yeah.
I mean, I remember Tahiti had a Confederation Cup, the goal scoring record. I think they had minus 22 over the three games.
But they showed heart. That was the thing, wasn't
showed
it?
Showed heart 10-0.
But
you were impressed by Germany.
I thought Germany looked... I thought the pace they played... they still missed that big kind of... That big striker, that big goal scorer. You've got a thing about Müller.
Yeah, strange statistic about Müller that in the World Cup appearances, done 13 World Cup appearances, scored 10 goals, 6 assists in the World Cups he's participated in. And the European Championship, though, he has no goals, no assists. So that's pretty weird. I don't know why he's dropping form every other year.
Müller light.
Yeah, maybe.
It's a good joke, isn't it, Müller? Don't they have Müller?
Miller Lite?
Oh, yeah.
The American, Miller Lite?
No, there's like a yogurt, isn't there, called Müller?
Müller Lite? What the hell is that?
It's like a light.
Are you just making this up, or...
Okay, good.
Do you actually believe there's something coming? What more do you like with Germany? I wasn't too impressed.
I thought they created... Again, they were playing like the Ukraine... So you're not sure how good the performance is. I mean, the first game's out. You don't actually know how good these teams are.
No, I mean, and especially I think this year, the teams that win now, they can probably think about maybe I should rotate a little bit for the last 16 because it's an extra round this tournament.
Yeah.
So maybe you should think about that.
Yeah.
So we'll see exactly what happens, but first game's always difficult. I just don't feel that this squad is as good in peak form as it was in the World Cup. Every player was in the prime, kind of. Some of them are losing some of that. And
how heavy did Schweinsteiger look when he scored that goal? He looked like he had...
He looks old as well, man. Yeah. The hair and everything. He looks older than he is. He looks like he's 36 or something, 37. So I just feel that, you know, Lahm is still great, but he's not that player. They have the great goalkeeper, Neuer, but who else is going to get back now? Rüdiger got injured.
Is Lahm playing?
No, I'm just saying he's getting old now. He's not the same player anymore.
Yeah.
He can't do that for Germany as he's done before. This bombarding the right flank or playing in midfield.
I thought he retired.
He's retired from...
Isn't he retired from international football, Lahm? Yeah.
Okay, but you see, they miss him as well.
Yeah, I mean, the team, they made like 7 or 8 changes from the team that played in the World Cup final.
Yeah, but that's 2 years ago. I can understand they make some changes, but the players coming in are not better than the one or similar. Royce is not in the World Cup squad because he's injured. Big miss, I would say. He's a big miss for them.
I thought Gomez looked a bit, struggled a bit.
He's not good enough to play in that squad.
No.
I mean, if they had alternatives. It's weird that Germany, where they lacked a couple of years now, is actually centre-forward position. They've had players to cope well with
Draxler,
that. Yeah, but you have that Klose. He done a lot of goals. Müller scored a lot of goals. But these are players... Podolski, same thing. They played very well in the national team. But look, player-wise... Their Achilles heel usually has been in the front because that's not where the star players is. Other team is the rest of the team is so good that they're decent enough to score. And Klose is a very efficient player in the national team. But
right, let's quickly look at the Swedish match tonight, and we'll get this pod out before then. We've got a game on at the moment, which is Czech. I think it's kicking off pretty soon. Czech Spain. No point in really kind of talking about that because we don't.
No, it begins in 15 minutes.
Yeah. Ireland, Sweden. I think it's Sweden's chance. I think a victory here.
I think they have to win this game to not make this a very, very difficult task.
Yeah.
But the funny thing is, a win might be enough. We might be able to win and lose against Italy and Belgium and still go through.
Yeah.
That's how it goes. Now, 4 best third-place teams will go through out of 6. So basically, if we win this game, that kind of guarantees us to at least finish third. And if we finish third, just 2 teams has to be worse than us. Should be somebody who just draws one game and loses the rest.
So, how do you think it's going to go? Ireland kind of fancy their chances. I think I think they've got some guts, you know.
I think Ireland feel the same thing as Swedes feel. Yeah. That this game is very important for both teams. The one who wins this might actually clinch the third spot.
I do recall Martin O'Neill saying Zlatan was the most overrated player in Europe. He's taken that back now and said he doesn't think he's overrated. So we'll see.
I think that we need to win this game, but it's funny. I think the switch places kind of how the national team looks. I mean, I remember Ireland in you know, late 90s, 2000, they had like a collective team, but yeah. Then they had one, two star players, you know. They've had maybe from Roy Keane in the 90s, yeah. And Robbie Keane and maybe Duff.
Duff.
Yeah. And then it was just made up of players that wasn't in that bracket.
Yeah.
And now, and Sweden had no star players, but just a group of players, yeah. And now they have one big star and then just a group of players. You kind of switch, because yeah. Ireland at the moment have no star players. It's pretty weird. They have no big kind of player in that team, but it's just a collective, like Wales. But Wales have Bale, so
yeah.
It's funny that the switch kind of 10 years ago you would have said the opposite of the two teams, or 12 years ago.
Well,
or something.
Watching the friendly the other way, I thought they looked a bit faster in the back four as well, Sweden. I'm always used to having them two big centre halves,
well,
so you know.
I think they're still a bit slow in the centre half position.
But they looked a bit faster. They brought the ball out faster.
Yeah,
you know.
But so. I think it's got to do a lot with, unfortunately, how good Zlatan is on a day as well. I mean, that's kind of where we are at the moment with Swedish national team. I don't see this organisation we had with Lars Lagerbäck, what they have in Iceland for the moment, where it could look shit, but you kind of always felt we can draw every game. We can draw any game against anybody.
Yeah.
And I don't feel that way with this Swedish team. Hamlin. It could be fun if it works. Mm. Then it's a fun watching team because they try to play football. But I don't fancy them going far in the tournament. I don't. I don't see Zlatan carrying us to the semi-finals. I mean, I don't see that happening. You can always wish, though. It's the best tournament for every small team to progress this time, because it's more rounds.
I mean, yeah.
You get to the second round, you play France, you're heavy underdogs. They can't score. They hit the post, they hit a bad decision, your defense is playing great that day, and then you have a corner, you score, and then the best team could be out. It's just that quick. It's just that easy.
Okay, Adil Nostradamus. Put your money on that, actually, that France get knocked out by a team that hits the post, that they hit the post, disallow goal, and then they score from a corner.
Just talk about disallow goals and being knocked out. Brazil got knocked out.
What a link.
It was a good link.
Yeah.
They got knocked out in the group stages.
Yeah.
By first drawing Ecuador 0-0, where they should have been 1-0 down because of a wrong decision.
Disallowed goal, yeah.
But then Peru got a goal where it should be handball, and they lost to Peru 1-0. And out of the Copa America Centenario, which is this special edition, and they're out of it in group stages for the likes of Peru and Ecuador.
First time in 30 years or so.
Yeah, and first time Peru wins against them for over 30 years.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just... And Dunga comes out and said everybody saw the handball. But everybody started thinking, yeah, but you had a goal. They had a goal disallowed against you, Ecuador, the last round. Nobody fucking complained about that.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you have a team that is so much pressure on. They got humiliated in the semifinal in the World Cup. You still have this fucking manager who keeps on doing this collective work with Brazil. He doesn't pick the best player. I mean, he didn't pick Thiago Silva. He didn't pick one of the world's best defenders. And by far... Brazil's best defense. Yeah, I mean, by far, by miles. It's just like Sweden not picking Zlatan because we need to have a more collective-minded player up front.
Yeah.
Are you insane? Are you, what the hell is going on? I mean, if he doesn't get sacked, I don't know.
I think Dunga's gone.
I mean, he's been gone two times to come back. He's like Arnold Schwarzenegger. He's a Terminator.
He's Cowardunga.
Cowardunga. Cowabunga.
Ninja Turtles. Cowardunga. Ninja Turtles keeps on coming back. Ninja.
What do you mean keeps on coming back?
Cowardunga, dude.
But that's Bart, isn't it?
No, it's not. It's the Ninja Turtles. So, this is the last pod from Stockholm. Tomorrow, we are on a plane with Camp Sweden, with LA Travel. We're going to be in Nice. We arrive at 12:30 in Nice. We will endeavour to have a pod out tomorrow, on Tuesday, from Nice.
Yes.
It might even be at 11 o'clock at night, and it might include a naked and rambling drunk Adil Fakih.
What do you mean, might?
AKA Nostradamus.
What do you mean, might? I'm telling you right now, as Nostradamus, it's going to get included.
Okay. So we'll be bringing you daily podcasts. What we want from you is for you to tell people. Tell people that, hey, this is the podcast to listen to. Fuck the other ones. These guys are there. They're in the Camp Sweden. We're going to be doing shows. If you're down there, come up and say hello.
If you have questions, you can mail them to us at the Facebook page, I'm guessing.
And there's a lot of media reports about what it's like over there. We will give you that. We will give you...
That's what
you
said.
You will be able to taste the bacon we are eating for breakfast.
That's what you said.
So, thank you. We'll talk to you very, very soon.
We'll talk to you from Nice!
From Nice.
From Nice!
Nice.
Witness history at Roland Garros, where old rivalries meet new talent on the clay battleground. Tennis Channel Plus is your place to watch. Stream every court from your phone or smart TV live in HD. Experience 3 weeks of unparalleled access as the world's top players in tennis face off to see if the veterans maintain their dominance or if a fresh face rises to challenge them. Daily live coverage of the French Open begins Monday, May 20th. Stream it now with Tennis Channel Plus to be there when it happens.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.